This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
You've been fired for something stupid, or you've always deserved it?
No, I deserved it.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
I totally deserved it.
Although, you know what? I got fired from the radio station one time. So they hired me to be the goofy third guy on the show. And I'd been doing that for like 3 or 4 years. And they pulled me into the office one day. Like, they literally said to me in my interview, like, you're young, you know the pop culture stuff, so we want you to go in there and, like, be that. Like, you be the young guy.
Because you were with two guys that were a lot older.
Yes. Yeah. And then the guy, when it came time to fire me, he goes, yeah, you know, since I got hired here, I've watched you and you're the worst producer I've ever. He's like, you're just not a good producer. And I'm like, right. Cause that's not.
Yeah. You weren't hired.
That's not what I do. Like if you're watching me to see what producer kind of stuff I do, I imagine I'm terrible.
You should have turned around and go, dude, you're bad at your job for not knowing what my job is.
He fired me.
Wow.
I mean, that was my last day. I was fired. Well, I mean, they hired me back like 6 weeks later and then hired a producer as well.
Huh.
But I got fired for not doing the duties
job that you weren't hired to do.
The problem was they called me Slacker, the reproducer on the air.
Oh, like a producer.
But they called the reproducer. You could be listening to the Steve and Love Toy show.
That's
right,
right. That's what they wanted to name you.
They wanted to call me Love.
Yeah.
Well, there's a woman who got fired from Walmart. She's 84 years old.
I know, but still, she should have been fired.
Shut up! Yeah. If you say she...
They have integrity at that business. They expect all employees...
If you've been fired for something stupid, we'd love to talk to you. It's going to take me a moment to figure out if Steve is doing that thing where he gets under my skin, or you honestly think this 84...
I know it's sad.
She's an 84-year-old Texas woman. She was in the Walmart store. She was walking up and down the aisles while the store was closed. She found a dollar in one of the aisles.
Yep.
She picked it up, put it in her pocket, went home.
Yeah.
Next day, management called her in and they said, did you find any money? And she said, yeah. Oh, here. Pulls a dollar out, hands it to him. So it's not like she went out and made a down payment on a Ferrari with the windfall of $1 from Walmart.
That didn't belong to her. That was on the premises.
She finished her shift that night. When she came back the next day, she was told she was being fired for lack of integrity.
Yeah. They're big on that. And that went to her.
It's a dollar and she gave it back. Well, she couldn't give it to anybody that night. The store was closed.
Let me ask you this then. Does the age matter? Let's say it's a 22-year-old female.
Yeah, fire that little punk.
Okay.
I know I'm a hypocrite. I don't know. She's 84. You know, like.
Let it slide.
Let it slide. It's a dollar.
Yeah, but it's integrity. Do you think they set her up? Because how did they know? Someone had to have seen her reach over, grab
the dollar. I feel like that was one of those. Yeah.
They set her up.
It was an integrity test.
And she
So
failed.
What was she supposed to do? Pick it up, set it on the front counter, write a detailed note. Found it. My name is Mildred. I found this on aisle 17 in front of the Jell-O.
Yeah.
Please put out an APB for the owner of this $1 bill.
Yeah.
Serial number. Budget. P.S. I have more integrity than. Shut up. A dollar.
I know. How about if it was like $100? Then she deserves to be fired, right?
Probably.
How about if it was a nickel?
No. I don't think she should be fired for a dollar. Because I'm saying this. If it's a hondo, somebody may call the next day and go, this, I know, is a long shot, but I think I dropped a $100 bill in there. And Walmart can go, yeah, oh my God.
Mildred
found it. Here we go. Nobody is going, oh no, oh no, I'm missing that $1. I think I lost it at Walmart. I'll call in the morning. get the kids ready. Let's go tonight. It's a 24-hour won't. No, nobody is coming back for that damn dollar. So there's no reason to fire Mildred.
I just wish Mildred would have followed the store's procedures and bylaws, and then she'd still
you
be
honestly
with the
think
store.
On day one, they're like, here's your blue smock. If you ever find a dollar, turn it in or you're canned.
No.
They don't. That's not how it works.
She should have read the employee manual.
Oh, we're going to go back to that.
Well, hey, here she goes.
Shocking that Steve is more learned because he reads all the stupid stuff. I just follow the dudes at Chowtown.
I
roll into my job and go, you guys seem to be doing the least amount you can and still getting paid. I'm going to do exactly what you do. That's how I roll when I get to a new job, which is why I was fired for not doing any of my
right? Exactly.
This other dude named Juan Canales, he was working at a restaurant, Thai food restaurant in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, this is sad.
Saw a carjacking taking place.
Yeah.
Went outside, stopped it.
He did. There was a woman. Wasn't a woman by herself that was getting attacked, and he jumped in there.
She was inside
the guy
the
had
car.
A knife.
Guy had a knife on a woman in a car. He runs outside, catches the attacker, holds him to the ground.
He's a hero.
Everybody called him a hero.
Yeah.
It brought a ton of publicity onto this Thai food restaurant. And they're like, yeah, we don't
want this awesome free publicity.
We don't want any of that. So he got fired for being
he did.
That is a stupid reason.
Wow.
To get fired.
He should have followed the bylaws of the
don't
employees.
Shame anyone unless they're on company. Did they have a gun? Oh, you could save them if that guy had a gun.
But not if he
nice. Has how long was the knife? Our rules specifically state six inches or longer. That's ridiculous.
It's sad.
Those were two stupid reasons. We got handed a story, and I want to. Whoever gave us this one is wrong. This is not a stupid reason to get fired.
Oh, okay.
Basketball coach playing a school that took care of students that had dyslexia and other learning issues, and the coach goes out there and runs the score up on this team 100-0.
Yeah, actually, he was kind of lenient. It could have been worse.
Yeah. Well, they fired him because he's a tool.
What do you mean? His job is to win. Your
dude,
job is to
playing,
win the game.
Not
it's not to teach sportsmanship.
It is. When you're in the Covenant School. Oh, God. It's a girl. I've done this. Little D sits back there patiently. It's a girl, isn't it?
No, it wasn't.
It says, it was a guy, Micah.
Yeah, he was the girls' basketball coach. In the picture, it was a guy.
Okay. Oh, okay.
He led his team to 100-0.
Well, the other team should have D'd up better or something.
Right? I kind of agree with
Steve.
Yeah. So, but even if you're taking it easy on them, like,
you win 50-0. I'm not saying you got to let them score. I'm not saying you got to pander. But running the score up, keeping your starters in... Knocking him down, shooting threes.
He did his
job. Stop it.
He did his
job. Stop it.
Won the game.
And he got fired for it. He should have been fired. He did not teach sportsmanship.
I was just reading another story, too. Apparently, there was this dental assistant that was in Iowa, and she was fired because she was too hot. Like, the dentist that she worked for.
I remember that.
His wife found out how hot she was and was like, you got to get rid of her.
And they told her that's the reason why she's getting fired?
Sorry. Well, the dentist did say she complained about her lack of relations at home. And so he told her, like, his wife caught him telling her, like, that's like having a Lamborghini in the garage and never taking it out.
Oh, yeah.
And so the wife was like, you got to go.
All right. So here's the deal. If you've been fired... For something stupid, not running the score up on a disabled team.
Never should have been fired for
he
that.
He should have been fired. We want to know why you got fired for something stupid. Let's start with Candy.
Yay.
You are disguised. You got fired for something stupid?
Uh-oh.
Well, yeah.
What happened?
I was kind of new on the job-ish. I mean, long enough that I guess I should have known about this detail, but apparently there's one parking space in the parking lot where you're not supposed to park, mm-hmm. and that's why it was available, I guess, because I drove by this packed parking lot, parked in the one available spot, thought I was so lucky to get this great spot right by the door.
Oh.
Turns out that's the owner's spot.
Yeah, that's why the spot closest to the door is open.
Right.
Yeah, that's
you didn't get fired for that.
He did fire me for that.
What?
He was furious that he had to park in the overflow parking lot across the street and walk over, and he can't afford to be late to meetings and blah, blah, blah. And
Was it labeled?
On a warpath.
Yeah, is there a sign that says
reserved for Grand Poobah, or was it just...
No, it wasn't marked. It was just like announced, and I think there might have been signs up on the corkboard in the office.
Oh,
but yeah, so you just hadn't noticed them.
So then it showed your inattentiveness to details for not noticing a company directive.
Well, maybe you could make that argument.
I think they probably did.
And then after you got fired, you went to your car and it was towed.
did they fire you that day? Like you were gone?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, he came and tracked me down, found out whose car it was, and told me to go move my car.
Who parked their PT Cruiser in my spot?
Oh, my, yeah. You can't even write that one down on your resume.
That's
it's
true.
Like, yeah, I don't want to explain why. Wow. Thank you for the call, Candy. That sucks
that hurts.
For you. Gina?
Yay!
Fired for something stupid.
Yeah, I basically got fired for having bad knees.
Bad knees?
Why would they fire you for that?
What job requires good...
Oh,
okay.
I was working in a hardware store.
Oh.
And we were doing inventory, and I had to have a stool because I couldn't squat down to the bottom shelf to count all the little plumbing pieces.
Oh, okay.
And I got fired for using the stool.
Because you were sitting on the job.
Oh.
Yeah.
But... Yeah.
Oh, look at, we found Steve's stop spot. Oh, man. If they wouldn't let me sit, now that's crap. Running the score up on disabled kids. No, come on.
They knew when I got hired.
What?
They knew about my knees when I got hired.
Mm. Did you sue them then?
No, it was a little town. I was leaving anyway.
Oh, okay. But still, you got fired for,
sitting on the job.
Yeah.
I get it. You're fired from this show now.
Okay.
Well, thank you for the call, Gina. We appreciate it. I don't know that I have the ability to hire or fire. Everybody looked at me all weird when I said it. I was like, don't sweat it, man. I can't.
Did you just fire Gina?
I think the only person I can fire from the show is me.
Right.
And I'm not even sure I can do that. Sean?
Yes.
Fired for something stupid.
Yeah.
I was fired for renting a new release video from the video store I worked at.
What did you do? You stole it? Oh, you rented it.
You're not a new release.
Yeah, those are for the customers.
Oh, I'm not a customer?
I was a customer. It was after I had already left my shift. I went in like a person, any other person that was on the shelf, I rented it. It was a new release. I got fired.
Like on the spot? But instead of giving you the movie, they said, just here's your pink slip and sleep?
No, it was the next day when I went in.
But is there a policy that you guys, even on your own time, you can't rent the first releases then, or...
I guess there was.
Once again, she didn't read the manual. It's like,
read the manual.
Sean, it's super important to know what the movie was that cost you your job. I don't know why.
It was My Own Private Idaho.
Wow.
And it sucked.
I didn't know how to say it. It was like, not worth losing your job over, I'm guessing.
No.
That sucks.
Damn, Sean.
Thank you for the call. Yeesh. Rachel.
Yay, guys.
Yay. Fired for something stupid.
Okay. I was fired because I looked like a doctor's mistress. He'd had an affair a year before. And this was not in the bylaws, by the way.
Oh, okay.
And... he'd had an affair a year before. His wife was out of town when I was hired by the practice. I'm working there for 2 weeks. She comes in the office, throws a big fit, and has him fire me because I look just like
she looks too much like the girl who you used to hit. Yikes.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
And you didn't sue? You didn't,
right?
No, this was way back in, like the late 80s before everybody sued everybody.
Oh, my God.
That doctor was a skeeze.
Do you think he hired you because you look like her a little
bit?
I wonder, but I don't know. I'd never seen the woman. I guess he'd been away from her for a whole year before I was hired, but it could be.
Yeah.
He was feeling a bit nostalgic when he hired you. Thanks for the call.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.